I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
See, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. Pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right, it hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals without any regard for what they think. Today is the 16th of April, 2024, and it's 8:42 p.m. right now, and I'm your host. My name is Sean. What I want to talk about today is the actual charges that the Child Support Enforcement Agency will have imposed on you if you can't afford to pay. Like right now, like there's a lot of noise coming from my car, and you can hear it a lot inside the car, so I have absolutely no way to earn money right now. The only way to have to earn money is online, and it's not through Uber. So, like, I haven't missed a payment on a credit card. I have 7 maxed out credit cards. That's kind of a lot, right? But anyway, so I have several, like, credit cards, and I'm not worried about them. Like, if I don't pay a bill, they're going to call me and haunt me and stuff. Whatever, I can deal with them calling me and haunting me. But child support for a child that lives in the foreign country of Greece, there's a $300 payment that I have to make every month. It's the parent's responsibility to make that. And for whatever reason, if I cannot make that payment, they give out felonies for that. So, and I'll end up going to jail and taking my driver's license away, and a lot of bad things will happen. And that is how the Child Support Enforcement Program makes their money. Whenever a parent digs their heels in, that's when child support makes out. The parents that don't do that and just pay on time, they don't make any money off of. Well, I mean, there's like some people have like a $4 fee. I don't, but whatever. That $4 fee is really nothing to the child support program. They got plenty of money. They are backed by the federal government. There's a federal office of child support enforcement and a state office of child support enforcement. And in every county all across America, there are child support programs everywhere you look, and they're in prime property. They pay a lot of money to be in those places. So, you know, whatever child support has to put out is like nothing. They earn a lot of money. It's a very lucrative business to be in the child support program in any state. It is against the law everywhere to not pay your ordered child support everywhere. It does not matter. It doesn't matter if you can't pay. It doesn't matter if you don't have the money to pay. It doesn't matter if you lost your job. None of that matters. All that matters, did you pay or did you not pay? Period. That's all they care about. They don't care about anything else. They don't care about hyperinflation. They don't care about crazy high gas prices. They don't care about things costing a lot of money and costing more money. And like a lot of things these people do, they do all kinds of things. Like, for example, like, you know, it's always been free on HostGator to transfer in a domain. And all of a sudden, I transferred a domain in, and there's a $15 charge for that now. That's crazy. That was always free. That's how these companies can stay out of the inflation rate. Like, they charge now for things that were always free, and they do that to stay away from inflation. They can stay away from inflation if they want to, but at the end of the day, it just raises the price of everything. I mean, the price of everything. Some things you notice and some things you don't. I mean, hyperinflation is rampant and it's everywhere. For example, like in Florida, like we pay, I don't know, it's like $3.50 now for a gallon of gas. And like there are a lot of states all over the United States that would absolutely love to have those kind of gas prices. But here in Florida, everything is cheap, including the paychecks. So gas may be cheap, but it's all relative to the amount of money that you earn. For example, like I get gas every single day. So like I know it goes up and down. And like I remember about, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago, like I actually got gas when it was $2.99 a gallon. So when it gets under $3 a gallon in Florida, that's a good deal. So I was like, I picked up this lady from the express side of Tampa International Airport, and her name was Vicky, and I drove her home. She lived over there by Walmart on State Road 64. So I picked her up in Hillsborough County, and I took her and dropped her off. I skipped over Pinellas County and then dropped her off in Manistee County. So anyway, this lady told me a lot of things. She was really awesome. But anyway, she told me that I think when she was young, like when she's like in her 60s or 70s or something, I don't even know. But anyway, she told me that when she was young, she was in like Nebraska or somewhere, and she was going to college, and everybody came to Florida during spring break, and she said they pulled into a gas station, they absolutely refused to pay, like, I think it was 57 cents a gallon. She said they all went down the street to another gas station that was 54 cents a gallon. That's how much gas used to be. And now it's like it hops like 50 cents. It hops high. So every penny that they charge more for fuel, that is millions and millions of dollars. That's huge. If they even like raise it like some, you know, I see prices like $3.49. Come on, that's $3.50 to me. But if they, you know, the difference between 0.9 and the next percentage level is huge for them. They make a lot of money off raising the gas prices just a little bit. And what does Uber do? They continue to rake down or ratchet down the prices for their drivers, and they keep more money for themselves. That's the way it is. So already as it is, driving for Uber is already horrible money. And the fact that they keep ratcheting the price down for drivers is making it really bad. And also another thing that's really bad is their deductible on insurance. Like as a driver, if you get in an accident, when you have an Uber passenger, the Uber policy automatically takes over, period. It just does. And there's a $2,500 deductible. And if your car is trashed, they don't care what was in it. They don't care that it was your livelihood. They don't care about anything. There's a $2,500 deductible, and they pay absolute cash value. I think I checked the cash value on my car and it was like $3,000, which is like nothing. But like that's what Uber does. That's what Uber will always do. They keep more money for themselves. They give less money to the drivers. The way that Uber looks at drivers is they, even though drivers are a huge part of their business, they look at drivers like an expense. They know that someday, you know, driverless cars are going to be allowed on the streets or they're going to be an accepted thing. So they look at drivers right now like an expense, like they're not even human, and they are. So anyway, if like I'm not able to pay that $300 payment on the 1st of May, child support is going to get fat over that, and I'm going to go to jail. That's just the way that it is. If you have children in America today, that is absolutely what could happen. My child got stolen away from me. Like, I mean, it was a judge that, you know, like submitted or assigned the order. And what that order did was it sent my, and he knew absolutely what he was doing. And he, the reason why he did that is because he could. He absolutely could do whatever he wanted to do. It was me that made a mistake. I have a child. If you have a child on American soil, that's the way that it is. You're going to end up like either going through the child support program, you're going to end up in family court. It's a bad thing. I mean, like, even like before the child support program was a thing, even, you know, like when I was a kid, when it was no big deal, before the Bradley Amendment, I think it was like 1985, before that, like, it was already hard to raise kids. To have a family and to raise kids is very hard. Now, with the child support program, it's very close to impossible. The child support program makes it very hard. And the way it is written in the law is on the side of the child support system right now. That's just the way it is. It doesn't matter how wrong we are. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't matter. It, what trumps the Constitution in America, it should not trump anything, but the best interests of the child trumps the U.S. Constitution. So you might as well just throw the Constitution out the window. It doesn't even matter. If you have children, all that matters is that child and what you can convince the other parent to do. Like, for example, like, you know, there was a time when I was actually talking to the mother of my son, and I asked her, I was like, listen, I'll give you double what the child support agency gives you if you just stop them from contacting me. I don't want to do business with them at all. And then I called the child support place, even if I was able, she didn't bite on that. Even if I was able to get her to do that, there's like a lot of hoops that she would have to go through to stop child support from bothering me. It's not like she could call up and say, hey, this is such, such, please stop bothering Sean. You can't do that. Once child support gets in your business, it's very, very hard to get them out.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
See, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. Pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right, it hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals without any regard for what they think.